This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Flu cases on the rise around the country, especially here in North Texas.
So far, there's been over a 30% increase in flu cases this season and 48,000 hospitalizations nationally just in the last week. Dr. Cesar Termulo is the Associate Medical Director at Parkland and says this is peak flu season and the illness is easily spread.
Right now, I'm not going to go outside and play basketball or run just as much as I used to. So if there's more people congregating in more close spaces, it's a lot more easy to spread infections during that time.
Flu numbers in North Texas are higher than they've been at any time in the last 15 years. So far, 13,000 people have died nationally due to the flu. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And we're going to be talking more about this today on Ask the Expert coming up at 4:40. The Texas Lottery Commission is facing a criminal investigation after accusations of money laundering. State senators grilled Lottery Commissioner Director Ryan Mendel about failed oversight. Now, back in 2023, a foreign group bought more than $25 million worth of lotto tickets from a courier. The group actually won the $95 million jackpot. Well, now State Senator Paul Bettencourt has this to say.
99% probability of money laundering. True?
I couldn't commit on that.
Normal consumers don't go buy $25 million of $1 tickets.
Yeah, there are also questions about how a courier was able to buy that many tickets in the first place.
Average Texas homeowner could save about $500 in property taxes, according to claims from the state Senate.
So far, the Texas Senate has passed school choice vouchers, now property tax relief, and the lieutenant governor has guaranteed bail reform next week, all before the Texas House has yet to roll out even one bill. The two property tax bills the Senate passed would raise the homestead exemption up to $140,000. State Senator Paul Bettencourt authored them.
So when you combine both, the savings that will come through the state compression percentage and also the savings from the homestead exemption, the estimated savings is $496.57.
The Texas House is expected to pick up speed next week as committee assignments have now gone out. In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A Killeen man who once threatened Houston's mayor from death row is due to become the second man to be executed in just the last week.
46-year-old Richard Tabler is a confessed serial killer. In 2004, he murdered the manager of a Killeen area strip club and the manager's friend. The manager had fired Tabler as an employee. Once in custody, Tabler admitted to killing two teenage girls who worked at the club. In 2008, someone managed to get a cell phone into the ultra-secure death row Monroe area, getting it to Tabler. Tabler used it to threaten the lives of then-state Senator John Whitmire, who is the current mayor of Houston. That threat prompted a statewide lockdown of all inmates. Tabler has on occasion asked that his appeals be dropped and changed his mind. He currently does not have any appeals before the U.S. Supreme Court. The execution is scheduled for 6 o'clock. From the 24-hour News Center, L.P. Phillips News, Radio 1080 KRLD.
Garland Police Dog helps officers track down a teenager that's suspected of robbing a store yesterday. They got the call right before 5:30 and learned two teams robbed the store along I-30 and took off. They went through the back door, and that's in spite of the fact that an employee locked herself behind the counter. They managed to get inside. One pulled out a gun, demanded money. They got a description. Officers saw them walking through an apartment complex. The dog found them hiding near an apartment patio. Search continues for the second one.
Well, in other news today, Minnesota police have charged a man from Dallas for secretly taking videos and pictures of men and boys at local fitness gyms.
Minneapolis Local News is reporting that 50-year-old Michael Scott Howard of Dallas faces some 25 years in prison. KSTP-TV reports he got caught when local cops responded to an altercation, after which one participant told police to check Howard's cell phone, where they found 23 video files and multiple pictures of men and juvenile males in various stages of undress in the gym's locker room. He's charged with 5 felonies and 6 misdemeanors. From the 24-hour News Center, Bill McLean, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Here we go again. A medication that's supposed to be used for something else turning into a miracle for another condition. Smokers will tell you that quitting cigarettes feels like it's almost impossible to do. Scientists in Korea found a Parkinson's disease drug called pricyclidine can actually help you get through these physical symptoms caused by withdrawal from nicotine. They say it can work to manage the tremors and the cravings.
A form of cancer that's usually not diagnosed until it has spread could be detected much earlier with a blood test.
Researchers in Switzerland say their tests on the frozen blood samples of 356 people correctly identified those with pancreatic cancer 73% of the time. Because people with pancreatic cancer often have no symptoms, the cancer has usually metastasized by the time it's found, leading to a low survival rate. The journal Nature says 467,000 people died of pancreatic cancer worldwide in 2022. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
Elon Musk has offered to pay $97.5 billion in cash to buy OpenAI. That's the parent company of ChatGPT. Now he says he'll back away from the whole thing under one condition. OpenAI has to keep its mission of being a nonprofit entity. Musk's lawyers told the court in California OpenAI has to stop looking for buyers. Don't go looking to become a for-profit business. Its CEO Sam Altman says the company really isn't for sale. Remember, Musk is one of the people that actually came up with the company in the first place, along with Sam Altman. They were the first people involved in this venture.
A moving company is tackling a big project in Australia.
A herd of 9 Asian elephants have been clocking up the miles over 5 days after being relocated from Melbourne Zoo to a new enclosure at the Werribee Open Range Zoo. Elephants trumpeted, touched trunks and flapped their oversized ears upon reuniting with their herd after a complex 5-day move from an urban Australian zoo to a much larger enclosure. The 6 adult elephants and 3 calves were transported 22.5 miles in air-conditioned containers on the back of trucks between the two Melbourne zoos. Lucy Trawson from Werribee Open Range Zoo.
When they were all reunited back as a family, it was like they'd never left each other. They were just straight into communicating, ear flapping, all these beautiful behaviours. It was perfect.
The herd's new space has 52 acres with swimming pools, mud wallows, and specially designed barns. I'm Karen Chamas.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned, and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Allo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Let's take you around town.
Another lively weekend across North Texas with plenty to do.
Don't rock the jukebox.
You got a hankering for some classic country and a few $100 to drop. It's Alan Jackson's Last Call. One more for the road at Dickies Arena on Saturday night. The show is sold out and resale tickets hover around $400. But it is a chance to catch this country legend's final bow with hits like Don't Rock the Jukebox and Chattahoochee.
I know you wanna leave.
And at Bass Performance Hall in Fort Worth, Ain't Too Proud, the life and times of the Temptations. This high-energy Broadway hit runs all weekend, tracing the rise of the Temptations to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, complete with silky smooth harmonies and their classic dance moves. Tickets start at $50. The Harlem Globetrotters 2025 World Tour lands in DFW this weekend. They'll be taking on the Washington Generals at the American Airlines Center on Sunday afternoon, and then at Dickies Arena in Fort Worth on Monday afternoon. You can always expect jaw-dropping trick shots, slam dunks, and comedic antics. Tickets starting at $30. At Pepper Square in Addison, it is the highly anticipated Titanic, the exhibition opening on Valentine's night and running through May 11. You can step into recreations of the ship's interior and exterior from the promenade deck to the iconic Grand Staircase. Step into the history of this ill-fated ship, all for just $30. And in Dallas at the Kalita Humphreys Theater, it's the Western classic Shane playing this weekend and next. This is cool to see on stage. It follows a mysterious ex-gunfighter who's defending a Wyoming family. Tickets for this exciting show start at $70. And that's what's happening around town. I'm John Little. You can find all these events and so many more on our website, krld.com/aroundtown.
Another major retailer shutting down a lot of stores soon. It's the fabric store Joann. It announced it's closing 500 stores around the country. 17 of them are in Texas, 9 here in North Texas, like in Mockingbird in Dallas, the one in Merchants Row in Arlington, or 380 in Denton, LBJ in Mesquite. Another fight between a streaming service and one of the biggest broadcast networks. This time it's one powerhouse versus another. YouTube TV in a contract dispute with Paramount Global. It means YouTube TV customers could lose more than 20 channels after today. That's CBS, BET, Comedy Central, MTV, all the Nickelodeons. YouTube TV told its customers that if it goes on for any length of time, it'll give you refunds of $8 per month, so till it's fixed. And that's the same amount you pay for a Paramount Plus subscription that has all the networks.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.